Hey, everybody, a Turning Point USA alum and chapter president just got indicted by the Biden Department of Justice. We also cover the great realignment that is here, some reflections from being on campus, and more. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. You can listen to all of our episodes advertiser-free. That is members.charliekirk.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We had an amazing day yesterday in San Diego. We were on campus for 2 hours. And we were talking to hundreds and hundreds of students. And then we did a pastor's roundtable with well over 30 pastors from the San Diego area. And we had one of our largest California events ever. In fact, we had to turn people away from the event last night at San Diego State University. We couldn't find a room big enough to fit all the students that wanted to attend. And one thing that I've noticed being on the ground is that there is a realignment occurring. The energy, the enthusiasm, the spirit, it's far greater than anything I've experienced in years past. But there's also something else lacking. The vibes on the left are off. Typically, when we visit these campuses, we'll be met with protests, but we didn't have any of that yesterday. None of it. Even the campus when I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, there was like 5 or 6 protesters. It was weak. I thought that was supposed to be like a Seattle or a Portland. I thought they were going to have 200-300 people. It's, a couple people in masks and screaming, we're not here to debate. Like, okay. But the followers are now far outweigh the protests or the disagreement. Not even the disagreement, just the rancor. And the energy on the right is greater than I've ever seen. And mind you, it is a conservative movement. It's mostly in favor of Donald Trump. But more than anything else, these are young people of all sorts of different backgrounds, all sorts of different racial compositions that want a better country. They see the America that they are about to inherit being destroyed from within. One number that stood out to me, and I highlighted it last evening, and there were gasps in the audience. According to Zillow.com, Zillow.com is a real estate website where you can, look at homes that are for sale. 4 years ago, in order to buy a home, the average salary in America required $59,000 a year. Now the average salary to buy a home is well over $109,000 a year. Did you get $40,000 a year richer per year over the last 4 years? If not, home ownership has now slipped out of your grasp. You now have to be making six figures to be able to purchase a home, especially in LA, Phoenix, Dallas, Atlanta, Florida. So we're creating a nation of renters. Remember, you will own nothing and you will be happy. Yesterday, when producer Andrew was filling in, we talked extensively about the realignment. We are seeing a generational realignment. We are seeing a political realignment. On the ground, it's incredible. People of all different backgrounds, Pacific Islanders, first-generation immigrants, Persians, Muslims, blacks, Hispanics, In fact, some of the liberals that were there, it's so funny. They assumed they were starting to go through and they said, can someone go talk to Charlie if they disagree? And they would point to the black and the Muslim kids, be like, hey, you know, like, no, I like Charlie. You see, the liberals, they look at a black individual or a Muslim American and they assume automatically that they must hate Charlie Kirk. In fact, it is becoming more of the rule than the exception that my greatest opposition almost always comes from white liberals. Almost always. It is working class, first generation immigrants or Hispanics. They don't like what's happening on the southern border. In fact, this is why I encourage the Republican Party to lean in on the mass deportation, especially of the Biden people that have broken into this country. We had people from Iran, from Syria, from Indonesia, from Vietnam, who said, Charlie, you're one of the only conservative commentators that stands up for us. I said, what do you mean? They said, my family waited 15 years to come to America. We filled out all the paperwork. We paid fines. We had to pay fees. We had to go through an extensive background check just to have a chance to come to this country. And if we would have committed a crime, we very well could have been deported back to our country of origin. And we have to see these border jumpers and line cutters and squatters and cheats that call themselves migrants on the southern border. It's reprehensible. There is a huge voting block of first-generation immigrants that I don't think Republicans are communicating to. See it firsthand. It's incredible. Secondly, we talk about what does the future of America actually look like? The left has no message. And it just, there was no spirit out there. Typically, when we go to these campuses, you know, they'll be ready to argue and they'll get in there. They come up and they're just so sad. They even recognize the country is collapsing and falling apart. Now, some of them might, you know, tilt center left, and we'll play some of those clips throughout the hour. But I want to play a separate piece of tape. I want to play a piece of tape here that demonstrates the realignment in real time. And let me reemphasize, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Siena polling that shows that Donald Trump and Republicans that are doing better with voters of color, I see that on the ground. We see that in one-off interviews. We see that in the data. It is a real thing. In fact, it is college-educated whites that are the least likely to want an American revival. Never underestimate the lethality of white guilt. White guilt is one of the most dangerous and pernicious forces in modern America. You've been taught that you're an evil person because of the color of your skin and that colonialist and racist and misogynistic, and you might as well say, well, you could just destroy my country. So be it. As long as you don't call me a racist. Working class blacks, working class Hispanics, working class Asians of all different backgrounds, they want a country. They don't want to be lectured about systemic racism all day long. This piece of tape is a black couple who both voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. And 12 years later, they're both voting for Donald Trump. This is the realignment in action. Play cut 31.
In 2008 and 2012, you voted for
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. 2016.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton. 2020.
Donald Trump.
Biden. And who will you vote for in 2024?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
You may vote for the former president.
I may.
Why do you say that?
My views on certain things have changed. I am very much so riding the fence.
What are you struggling with?
Being in a pattern of doing the same thing that I've been doing, because it's kind of like second nature. Like when you go in a poll, you hit Democrat. Something has to happen. I mean, it's just so expensive to survive. And we're planning on having kids. I don't want to live in a stressful environment trying to rub two pennies together to try to make it either.
Voting for Democrats means that it will be expensive to survive. Democrats want to destroy the country from within. Cloward Piven strategy. Mass migration, unlimited amounts of debt that we can't repay, and a permanent deep state government. Those are the three ingredients that the left is employing to suffocate America from within. That clip is not an outlier. That clip is now a trend. And we have to just pour gas on this trend, everybody. Accelerate. Full court press. Onward. The bad guys, they don't have the spirit right now. They don't have the message or the messenger. I see it on campus. They are demoralized, weak, and we can go for the win. It's ours to lose. Let's play like we're ready to win. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Now that we are launching into a general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a special offer, just in case you haven't made the switch yet. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need is to stop procrastinating and go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie and use offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which gives you incredible coverage without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message, just like we all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious liberty, sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. So get your free month of service today at patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Get a free month of service when you use offer code SPRING24. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Amazing folks. Check it out. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Right now, Peter Navarro is going to federal prison. What is Peter Navarro's crime? Did Peter Navarro spy on a sitting president? Did Peter Navarro launch a coup using the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Did Peter Navarro riot till 3 a.m. and burn down America's cities? Did Peter Navarro assault police officers? Did Peter Navarro facilitate invasion on our southern border? No. Peter Navarro decided to invoke executive privilege to not testify to the January 6th committee and is now going to federal prison. Peter Navarro is a patriot. Did Peter Navarro take bribes from Ukraine to influence the U.S. government? Did Peter Navarro get wire transfers from the mayor of Moscow's wife? Did Peter Navarro have connections to the Chinese Communist Party? Did Peter Navarro go on a year-long binge of drugs and hookers all on camera, as we have here in the Marco Polo report? No, the crime of Peter Navarro is that he decided not to squirm. Peter Navarro is a loyalist to the Trump and the MAGA agenda. Now, whether or not you agree he should have been protected by executive privilege is besides the point. Eric Holder was referred to the DOJ for defiance of Congress, contempt of Congress. But this Department of Justice goes after Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro to go put them in federal prison. Not to mention the government thugs and gangsters that still never saw a prison cell. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce and Nellie Orr, James Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Lois Lerner. They laugh at us. They chuckle at us. It is not hypocrisy. It is hierarchy. They believe that they are a protected oligarchy. Peter Navarro is a true patriot. Here he is before he's going to federal prison. Not even a house arrest, not some sort of concession. No. You see, this is more and more evidence that the United States of America is not the free country it once was. Where you send a former White House advisor to federal prison because they don't want to talk to Congress? Leg irons. Handcuffs. This is what happens when dictatorships fall out of favor with the population. As Machiavelli taught us in The Prince, if they don't love you any longer, make them fear you. Play cut 37.
They can put me in prison. They can put you in prison. Make no mistake about that. And make no mistake about this. They are coming after Donald Trump with the same tactics, tools, and strategies they used to put me over there today. Okay? I'm pissed. That's what I'm feeling right now. But I'm also afraid of only one thing. I'm afraid for this country, because this, what they're doing, should have a chilling effect on every American, regardless of their party. If they come for me, they can come for you.
Oh, and they are coming for you. Yesterday, the Department of Justice, as we are seeing a massive crime wave across the country, as we are seeing illegals traffic guns and children, participate in the most heinous sex crimes, the Department of Justice issued an indictment against this terrible domestic terrorist yesterday, put up image 35. This is who the Biden administration thinks is a domestic terrorist, Isabella De Luca. Isabella De Luca has been involved with Turning Point USA for many years. In fact, show cut 34, there she is at one of our regional conferences. Always very enthusiastic, energetic, loves her country. She has now been indicted by the Department of Justice. What is her crime? Well, some misdemeanors, entering a violated space, something that left-wing activists never get indicted for when they storm the Capitol, ever. And they say that she was trying to make a weapon because she was moving a table. I don't believe any of that rubbish from the Department of Justice or the FBI. For many of you in the audience, that could be your daughter. That could be your granddaughter. And now she's facing federal prison time because on January 6th, allegedly, they said she was handing out pieces of a broken table. This is what the Department of Justice is focusing on. They're focusing on whether or not she was handing out something from Crate and Barrel that might have been broken. And they said that she was handing out weapons. It's not a matter of when they come after you. They are coming after you. The siege is underway. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. You might be wondering why some of my age is talking to you about an organization that's been associated with older generation. And no, I don't mean the radical AARP. It's because preserving the foundation of our nation and promoting conservative values isn't just for seniors. It's for all Americans, regardless of age. That's why I want to talk to you about the other organization, AMAC. Yes, they champion issues that are critical to the senior community, but their mission and impact go way beyond that, offering incredible benefits and opportunities for conservatives of every age. Joining AMAC means you aren't only supporting advocacy for older Americans, you're also becoming part of a larger movement to protect our freedoms and ensure our nation endures for generations to come. Plus, here's the fun part, you'll enjoy member-only benefits and discounts on things like travel, food, theme parks, movie tickets, special car insurance rates, and more. The bottom line is that our fight for conservative values need fresh energy and wisdom and experience. So whether you're young and looking to make a difference or a seasoned patriot with an undying passion for freedom, AMAC is your home. Join today at amac.us/Kirk. Go and get a membership for your parents too and your grandparents for only $16 a year. It's the best way to play a crucial role in securing the future for all Americans. Do not wait. Join AMAC now at amac.us/Kirk. Last summer, I did a study, which was taught by Professor Michael Anton, who we've had on the program, who I think is excellent. We did an entire study on The Prince by Machiavelli. In chapter 17, one of the most famous quotes of Machiavelli, he dives into this idea of the fear-love binary. And he says, quote, "It is better to be feared than to be loved if one cannot be both." The Biden administration and the current government is not loved. You travel the country, they have the lowest approval ratings in recent times. Joe Biden is not able to build consensus. So instead, they say, well, why don't we make the population afraid of the 5 a.m. knock on the door? Afraid of the audit that might come to your small business? Afraid of being fired by the HR manager at your local company because you used the wrong pronoun. Unfree countries are based on fear. Free countries are built on love, liberty, freedom. We are a low-trust society right now. Just look at the spike in home security systems. Cameras, double locks on doors, multiple weapons that you have to sleep next to. You sleep, you know, in the bedside table. I hear all the time people say, I'm afraid to put a Trump sign in my lawn. The other side is not love. They don't have a massive following, but they have to do what Arthur Koestler wrote about in one of the most incredibly, one of the most powerful books of the 20th century, Darkness at Noon. I think it's one of the few books I have read that Blake hasn't. I don't know. Blake probably read it last weekend in 2 hours. Darkness at Noon is all about the Moscow show trials. Where in this very powerful way, Arthur Koestler writes, that a regime needs to have people on display. They need to show the population that you could be next. And put 34 back on screen here. Isabella De Luca is one of those people. Isabella De Luca is not your typical January 6th looking person who's the 55-year-old welder from Ohio with facial hair. Isabella De Luca is a young lady, a patriot. She loves her country, involved with Turning Point USA. And, you know, people were telling me, oh, Charlie, you know, don't mention Isabella. Be careful with this story. You know, she's indicted by the federal government. Oh, forget you. They're saying Isabella De Luca provided weapons. Ooh, that sounds bad. Did Isabella De Luca go to the local firearm shop and buy a bunch of pistols, which you couldn't even do in D.C.? Did she go buy a bunch of knives? No, they say that she supplied weapons because there was a table broken and it was given to somebody that was then used as a weapon. That is typical Soviet-style indictment BS. And excuse me while I don't, and but for the record, she didn't use any weapons, okay? And excuse me while I don't exclaim in support, oh, this is so terrible. While we experience the lawlessness on a daily basis, as Sam Francis famously wrote in the 1990s, anarcho-tyranny, BLM, Antifa, illegal migrants, they do whatever they want. But Isabella De Luca, being a former Turning Point USA member, the FBI searched her private direct messages on social media where she said she believed the election was stolen, and I believe that was even mentioned in the charging documents. Now, why is that important? That's what we call an Easter egg. Ryan knows what an Easter egg is. Blake knows what an Easter egg is. You might not know what an Easter egg is. Not what you think it is. An Easter egg in video game culture is something hidden within a video game that if you find it and you know it's there, it's kind of like, oh, you won the prize. Can you find the Easter egg? Can you find it embedded in whatever game you're playing? And it sends a message. Saying that she believed the election was stolen is an Easter egg and a telegram to the judge that this is one of those insurrectionist people. It's okay to throw the book. It's okay to suspend justice for Isabella De Luca. You're allowed to believe the election was stolen. And by the way, it was. It was stolen. In fact, I got that question yesterday on campus. They said, what evidence do you have that the election was stolen? I said, before I get into ballot practices and mass mail-in balloting and the Center for Technology and Civic Life, let's just talk about how 50 former Intel agents signed a letter to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story, of which I have right here. And the media research polling shows that if the laptop story would have allowed to have proper dissemination within the American zeitgeist, that Joe Biden wouldn't have been president. That is an interfered and stolen election. But it gets even worse than that. It's not just that BLM doesn't get arrested for their crimes. They get appeased and subsidized for their crimes. The city of Denver has just agreed to pay out $4.7 million to BLM rioters who got arrested in 2020. Seattle has just agreed to pay out $10 million to BLM rioters for what they did in 2020. Philadelphia is paying out more than $9 million to BLM rioters. New York City is doling out $13 million. Overall, more than $80 million is going to be paid off in 20-plus U.S. cities. So these people are getting apologies. They're getting paid. They are getting checks for burning down American cities. But put up 35 or 34. But Isabella De Luca is being treated as if she is Timothy McVeigh. She's facing federal prison time. And I imagine they selected her for a reason. They want to chill the growing young conservative movement in this country. They want to put her on display so that other young conservatives are afraid to voice their opinion, that you too could end up in federal prison. She was a chapter president at Turning Point USA. She was an intern for Paul Gosar. She was an ambassador for Turning Point USA. And I'm going to keep on standing behind her. I read this charging document. I say, excuse me? This is what's going to land you in federal prison? They're coming after everybody. These are modern day hostages that are being held by this regime. And you can make the argument, okay, she shouldn't have been there. She shouldn't have been that close to the front lines. I'm not even going to touch that. Okay. You're supposed to tell me she's supposed to now face federal prison? Who's going to pay for her legal fees, by the way? What is she, 23, 24 years old? We're going to throw the entire federal book at her? You're saying, oh, you can't talk about that because she's an insurrectionist now. Yeah, get out of the way. We're not playing by those games anymore. Okay? We're not playing by the little games where you just like cast people aside. Oh my goodness, we're not going to talk to those people because the federal government says that. That is how they defeat us. We're not going to do that. We're going to do the opposite. And I can tell you right now, this will only inspire a new generation of resolve with young conservatives across the country. But what else is the Biden regime supposed to do? They filled Joe Biden with a bunch of Adderall and I don't know what shots they gave him. You know, we should have a clinician come on and we should have a series of clinicians do kind of a guest routine of the cocktail of drugs they put Joe Biden on before a big speech. Because you could totally see it. Eyes are wired. You know, screaming all the time, decibel level, no self-control. We got to have a couple doctors come on and, you know, tell us what they think the mixture is. And there was no State of the Union polling bump. Joe Biden is less popular than ever. So they want you afraid. Peter Navarro being sent to prison, that is a message. They're not done, by the way. The January 6 indictments, they're going to keep rolling till they get 2,000 indictments, 3,000 indictments. Because it's a strategy. It's a strategy to chill, to quell, to suppress, that you might get that midnight knock. And then it's also the soft tyranny. Can we not forget, by the way, the over 12 Michigan patriots that are facing prison time for being alternate electors in the state of Michigan? Because they signed a piece of paper, which is their constitutional right to do, to sign a piece of paper, and they might be facing prison time, most of them on Social Security. This is a bottom-up, top-down squeeze because they can't win the debate. I see that on campus. They have no facts. They have no logic. They have no basis for their worldview, but they do have power, and they're willing to use it. This is how you get mass destabilization, just so we're clear. When you have an unpopular, illegitimate regime that refuses to defend their positions in open dialogue and discourse and yet sends out shock troops to go indict political dissidents, you get mass destabilization this way. Maybe that's what they want. But they're playing with something very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. And the only resolution that I see is Donald Trump's triumphant victory in November. We have to win. Period. It is mission critical. Because the way that these people are behaving, it's almost they want discord. They want rancor. They don't want healing. They don't want reconciliation. They want to make you disappear. Is the lawfare working? Stephen A. Smith, who is a sports commentator, he's been riffing more and more about how Donald Trump is defeating what is being thrown at him. Remember, they had this plan. They had a plan. They were so convinced. Mark Elias, Ron Klain, Merrick Garland, Rachel Maddow. They were convinced that America would not tolerate someone who's facing federal prison time. So they went all in on the lawfare program. Turns out Donald Trump is more popular because people don't trust their government. And it turns out if the government is not popular and the unpopular government is then indicting a former president, that makes the government even less popular, especially the figurehead of that government. Play cut 38.
Trump is handing it to y'all. All you Democrats out there are walking around acting like it's somebody else's fault that in the year 2024, you're begging a soon-to-be 82-year-old incumbent to run for re-election and win for you because you haven't had a damn soul that can take them. 4 indictments, 91 counts, 2 impeachments, civil suits against them, elevating above $400 million. And he is whipping y'all ass. That is a fact.
Oh, and by the way, on top of 700 million, 700 years in prison, they're taking his business empire away from him. Take your stuff, try to throw you in prison, prevent you from being president. Quite amazing how the party of democracy operates. Kevin O'Leary makes the point that a $454 million bond is practically impossible. They won't even take collateral. CNN won't even allow him to chime in and make this point. Of course not. Play cut 24, please.
To everybody around the world watching this, absolutely horrific.
Well, wait, Kevin, but hold on a second. Kevin, what would be the...
Trump will be gone one day. This attorney general will be gone one day. And this is what you want to tell people around the world.
I have a wonderful voice, and it won't be talked over. Kevin O'Leary, I would like to hear what you have to say, but...
This is not America.
What are you doing?
It's not America,
but it is the Laura Coates live show, and I am speaking. So that will be the rule, not Venezuela, nowhere else. Fine, but it's Laura Coates live. And hello, my name is Laura Coates.
Never heard of her. She sounds like she's great. Well, imagine being married to her. Oh, goodness gracious. Excuse me. This is Laura Coates Thanksgiving, and I'm talking. Woo! That does not seem like a life partner that I would want to have. Kevin O'Leary was like beginning to make his point, and she starts talking over him. Kevin O'Leary has said this to his great credit. A $454 million bond is practically impossible. Of course, it's un-American. But there's reinforcements coming. What if I told you Elon Musk shared this video this morning? There's something happening. Play cut 39.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
I will tell you this in closing. It's ours to lose. Yes, they control so much. They control the apparatus, the intelligence agencies. They control mass mail and balloting and all this. But if we mess this up, it's on us. And we have not made the investments necessary in these key states. We need to hire, we being the movement, we need 3,000 full-time people on the ground in the next 90 days. That probably will not happen. We'll do our part at Turning Point Action. We're trying our best, 300 to 400 people. We need bodies on the ground immediately. We have to translate this bullish vibe into votes, or else that's all it is. It's a vibe. Feels good. A lot of people showing up to an event. No, we need votes. We need people in the streets chasing ballots, or it's all for nothing. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.